We can't make more 20-year-olds right now. We can't make more 40-year-olds right now. We can only make more 0-year-olds. And you look at the numbers, say, for the Missouri Synod, where we're not doing any better. And so we have buildings closing, churches closing, schools closing already. If I wasn't a Christian, I'd be worried about the survival of the human species, but I am a Christian. And so because Jesus has risen from the dead, because he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, I know with confidence that the church will survive whatever comes through whatever culture it's in. It doesn't mean that the church will survive in that place. The way the church doesn't survive in a certain place is it lets go of his word. And this is one of those moments where we have to ask, are we going to hold on to this word of marriage? And we can't hold on to it saying no homosexuals and no kids either. Or we either are going to repent and believe that marriage has offspring as a part of it, or we're going to continue to say, I've done nothing wrong. And the problem with saying I've done nothing wrong is now I'm no longer confessing my sins. And so when I'm not confessing my sins, how am I receiving forgiveness? If the church is going to survive where it will survive, because it will survive, it will do so on the forgiveness of sins. Raise your children to seek that kind of a church. Raise your sons to be pastors of that kind of a church. And again, trust in what Jesus' promises are, not in our own ability to fix it.